Which mic do I have you on? I think you're good. Can you say something real quick?
Okay.
Okay,
Yeah,
we're good.
something.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. Yes, we took an it's another impromptu break, but Jade was conning, I was transitioning to new job stuff. Most and Jade was also conning and enjoying her birthday, by the way. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Even though I say happy birthday to you on the day, but it's like, yeah, for the public. Happy belated birthday. So, took a bit of another mini break. And also this episode will be a little bit lighter because I literally didn't find much that I was willing that would be interesting to talk about. I'll put it that way. In the news and stuff. So, bit light, but also I need to conserve the rest of my energy for tomorrow because I am official co-streamer once again for the Summer Game Fest. However that may go. Because I don't know how it's gonna go this year. But that's our main topic for tonight. That was also my church announcement. And thank y'all for the 1,000 subs on YouTube. Do I have any other church announcements? No, yeah, I think I'm good. Yeah, I've been touching grass a bit more lately too, so yeah. Any church announcements from you, Jade? Before you dive in.
I've been out, right? I've been outside and I've not gotten sick. So,
Wait,
kudos
you
to
have
that.
been outside and not gotten sick. This is 2024 treat you well in this. I'm proud of you.
It is. Because every time I go outside, I used to get sick. Not anymore.
I will
I was
say,
like, many times.
I think part of that probably had to do with lifestyle changes as well, because you've been a lot more active.
Yeah.
However, and more so on schedule too. So, but however, comma, that still is noteworthy of like, wow, you've been outside and have not been sick at all.
Exactly. I was like, I've been around thousands of people, and yeah, I haven't come back and been like, but yeah. But let me see, church announcements. We'll be at the Brooklyn Comic Con this weekend. So if you have tickets, I'll see y'all there. And if not, they only have Sunday tickets left anyway. I'll be at Blurred Con. I'll be at Dream Con. I'll be at Atlantic Comic Con. That's in Virginia. I'll be at Jersey City. I forgot the name of their con for Jersey City. Where else? I'll be at. There was another one, but I can't think of it. So, a lot of cons. A lot of cons. So, yeah, I'll be outside. If y'all are in any of those areas and come to a con, just say hello. Check out a book and all that. I'm trying to stream. Trying. Emphasis on try. We'll see how this goes if my laptop can take it. But yeah. I don't know, because I have a MacBook, so
Oh, Jesus.
yeah.
MacBooks are good for corporate and school.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I can do just chatting. Maybe.
Maybe if it'll run the software. It's really the software part.
Yeah, it's that OBS. So I'm gonna see how it. I'm gonna do like a test stream one of these. Not this weekend because I'm busy. I'll be in Brooklyn. And they're feeding us. That
Dude.
we judge cons
Wait,
based on
I was like,
if
now
they feed us.
how well are they feeding you though? Because they fed y'all last They fed y'all at a previous con, technically.
They did technically, and it was those came in clutch. But no, the con before that they fed us too. This
Okay.
con, they were getting tacos and pizza.
Okay. Like,
So I was like,
Tex-Mex tacos or street tacos?
I don't know.
Mm.
They just told us tomorrow when we set up, they'll have tacos and pizza.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay.
Nice.
I like that. I like that a lot. So yeah. And we get in the party for free on Saturday, so.
Okay, perks.
Right? I love a good perk. But I'm gonna try out streaming on my computer, so we'll see how that goes. Don't have a date yet. And life is just lifing. So yeah.
Yeah. Life has been lifing, but I feel like not in a bad way per se. It's just been going.
Yeah.
But as far as I guess other cons for me, that's just DreamCon for me this year. Y'all will see me outside more next year. I was actually waiting for a Reconnect convention to be announced to see like when it'd be, but yeah. I'm blocking off those dates. Gonna go ahead and block off those dates so that, like I say, I'll be outside more next year. One day I'll get to TwitchCon. I just don't know when. Go ahead.
I was thinking about TwitchCon for this year.
Did you see those prices? Until
I saw the price.
Yeah.
Yes. And hell to the no. I was like, that. None of the cons that I've gone to, it cost this much.
That is saying something.
Exactly. And I'm like, as a vendor, yes, I understand paying over $300 for the weekend, but as a goer, no.
Yeah, so, no. But yeah, I'll be at DreamCon as well, not vending or anything. I'm gonna just be there, so enjoying myself. But yeah, let's see. Ready to anything else before we get into the main story?
Nope, let's dive right in.
All right, so like I said, it's kind of a light episode today, and no, I'm not just bringing up Summer Game Fest because it's tomorrow. And I like watching it, but no, it's actually some interesting. It's some interesting news surrounding it, especially this past week. So, people apparently have been, well, not apparently, but I've been seeing it in real time, but people have been raising concerns about Summer Game Fest and the Game Awards, high entry fees, opaqueness, and celebritization, as well as Jeff Keighley's silence on issues that have impacted game workers, like the mass layoffs that have decimated studios in 2023 and this year in 2024. But Summer Game Fest's influence grew exponentially. Even though, interesting fact, which I didn't even know, Jeff Keighley remains the only name listed as the CEO, secretary, chief financial officer, and sole director on his company's most recent LLC filings with the California Secretary of State. Which I'm not saying is shady. I just thought that was really interesting. I thought there were more people behind the scenes at the board level. I consider that board member level. As y'all may be aware, Summer Game Fest is essentially acting as a replacement for E3, which E3 was usually dominated by Nintendo, PlayStation, and Microsoft. And the in-person media event for Summer Game Fest, which is Play Days, have opened the floor for so many more creatives and developers to participate, which is a good thing because we have been seeing, quite a bit more indie love at these showcases in the past few years. However, Summer Game Fest apparently is super expensive. Now, I'm gonna put an asterisk on that and caveat by saying this might be average prices, so it might not be anything to sneeze at. But just to give a rundown of how much it'll cost, say if you want your game to be featured at Summer Game Fest or at the Game Awards, it would cost $250,000 for 1 minute of a trailer, $350,000 for a minute and a half, $450,000 for 2 minutes and $550,000 for 2.5 minutes of a game trailer. So, if we put this in perspective, the Final Fantasy... the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth trailer that was shown at Summer Game Fest. I should have pulled this up beforehand, but we're just gonna do this in real time. Let's see. Seven Rebirth. Whoop. I'm sure the prices haven't changed that much from last year to this year. Okay. So, the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Not that one. Where is it? There we go. That trailer at the 2023 Summer Game Fest was actually 3 minutes and almost 3.5 minutes. So 3 minutes, 28 seconds. So Square Enix was willing to shell out a nice pretty penny for that, clearly. But Square Enix is also a very big company. So it makes sense that they would look at that and be like, okay, that might be pricey, but it was worth it. Especially because they were betting on getting like the return on investment for Rebirth, which was their big game release this year. But yeah, just to give kind of an idea of why these showcases, you know, apparently run and hosted by Jeff Keighley. But why these showcases seem to be kind of bloated in the sense of like, it's a lot of Western AAA games that we see. We see some indies, but they don't really get love like that. They do, but they don't. And why the celebritization of it all is also a part of it. It's kind of why. But like I said, ads and all of that. What do you call that? Not the ceiling, overhead costs, like that probably all goes into why 1 minute of a trailer is $250,000. Just like educated guess. So all of that to say, Jeff also made the announcement while trolling us Kingdom Hearts fans. But Jeff also made the announcement this week that this year's Summer Game Fest, like, basically don't expect anything, like, super big, but this year's Summer Game Fest will, in fact, be lighter than previous years. I do put a question mark beside that because I'm kind of curious of what he means by lighter. From his perspective, does he mean it's not going to be a lot of Western-based super-duper big games, or just that overall is going to be super light? So I am curious about that part. But yeah, so, which is why I titled, not this podcast, but what's on the docket is Summer Light Fest. So, just an overview. I don't think it'll be like, well, let me not say that. I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure, but I don't think it'll be mid. I don't think it'll be bad. Like, I think it'll still be a pretty good showcase this year, but I do think it's interesting that all of this is kind of coming out the week of Summer Game Fest. Also, thank you for the follow. Follows are kind of turned off right now because we're live. But yeah, so anything to add on this?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so that price point of $500,000
for 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. I don't know what the usual price is for that, but that just seems a lot. I guess it's not a lot for like the bigger can't think of the word. The bigger developers,
bigger companies, bigger developers, like,
but if you have, I guess indie wouldn't really. Do they showcase a lot of indie
Summer Game
or some
Fest? They have showcased more, so I think when it first started, maybe they didn't showcase as much because they started right when the pandemic happened. I think in 2020. So that's when this whole thing started. Although I got to double check. Valerie will look that up in real time. But double check on when the Game Awards itself started. Yeah, so they have been doing pretty good showcasing indies. I think I saw in the report that it was about 46% of these showcases tend to showcase that's how much of the indie games that they show. So 46% of the showcase, yeah. Which is it's less than half, but pretty substantial
it's
amount.
Still a significant, yeah, it's still a significant amount. But the thing is, can they afford these prices? Will they get shut out based on these prices? That's like a whole thing to think about too. Because, like I said, like if you have a Nintendo, you have a PlayStation, you have Xbox, Microsoft, you have Square Enix, like all that.
Yeah,
they can afford ad time,
right?
It's like,
but the smaller companies, which
yeah,
were tended to be the most impacted by the layoffs last year. The bigger companies have been laying off this year, but yeah. And as a reference, the Game Awards started in 2014. So for a while, it's okay. Just the Game Awards, I think, that Jeff Keighley was a part of. And then Summer Game Fest kicked off during the pandemic. But yeah.
See, I always knew about E3.
Yeah. I wish I could have gone to one.
It on I forgot what channel was it,
Spike, yep.
I think Spike TV,
yep,
used to play it, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, but I hope that they show the hope is a good showcase. We'll see tomorrow. It's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
So I was like, we'll see how that goes.
We'll see. Like I said, I'm not expecting it to be bad or mid or anything like that, just curious of like. What did he mean by lighter? So.
Yeah, like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Because it's like, if you're saying less Call of Duty and more, like, RPGs that are not Western, and I was like, I wouldn't necessarily consider that light. It's just different.
Different, and I would take that.
Exactly.
Because I don't know how many, before I go on a whole rant about that, but yeah, I'm not. But there are only so many ways you can make a shooter of Call of Duty specifically.
Oh, you should have seen the one. Well, it wasn't Call of Duty, but it was you should have seen the first game that they showcased for State of Play last week. It was basically Apex in Guardians of the Galaxy skin with a little bit of Overwatch.
Is it the one with you're in the toy store or no?
Mm-mm. Like, it literally, okay. Like, it showed a cinematic scene, like, pretty long cinematic scene, too. But it was showing a cinematic scene to start off with, and it literally looked like a, I wouldn't say Walmart version of Guardians of the Galaxy, but, like, it was.
Was it Tebu?
No, it wasn't Tebu. It actually looked decent, but it definitely looked Guardians of the Galaxy inspired. Like, yeah. They had copies of Drax and copies of that one blue guy that took in Star-Lord. I can't remember names right now. I'm sorry, y'all. but yeah. So. But yeah, just curious. It was like, I'm just curious how Summer Game Fest will look tomorrow. I'm excited for it. Glad I'm co-streaming it again. So, anything else before we move into Creator Hub, which was also actually kind of light?
I swear, the camera comes on and I start yawning.
I feel that. All right. On to Creator Hub news. So, Starting off with Twitch, DJs on Twitch will soon need to share part of their revenue with the music industry. Twitch will split the cost 50-50, and for 1 year, Twitch will offer a decreasing monthly subsidy. Twitch covers the cost of non-monetizing creators. Good for DJs, I think. We'll say good for DJs.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in DJing on Twitch, maybe take a look. 50-50 revenue, so I mean, like, that's still kind of hefty, but hey, people do like DJing if you're, like, good at it, and you can, like, get, opportunities for, to host events and stuff, so there's that. Twitch has released chat warnings, I believe. I think they're active now. I'm not in mod mode, so, I haven't looked, but they've released chat warnings, which will allow creators or mods to send a private warning in chat to someone who may violate the rules. The person warned will need to acknowledge the warning before they can continue chatting. Ooh, I like that part. Yeah. I like, that's a good...
Try it out.
Yeah, that's a good safety feature. But speaking of safety feature, Twitch terminated its safety advisory council this week. As first reported by CNBC, instead it appears it's replacing the paid roles with the free labor of Twitch ambassadors. Not my words exactly, but damn, that kind of sucks. Or paid in travel as they flew ambassadors to Twitch headquarters for a mid-month summit. Well, that's one way to save money, I guess. But I feel like the safety advisory council, well, no. That's what we get for thinking that these job roles are filled with actual experts. Because a lot of times they are not. I still think it kind of sucks that it terminated its whole safety advisory council. I mean, it's cutting costs because revenue has dropped tremendously, so I get it from that perspective, but it still kind of sucks. But, anything else on those?
One, the chats feature is kind of cool. Two, like the layoffs. Ooh. Getting rid of a whole position. It's kind of...
Yeah. Not just the whole position, a whole council. Apparently, which is like it's a whole section.
That's the funny part, though. They're like free labor from the ambassadors.
Yeah. I mean, they're paying for the flights, I guess. They're flying them out.
I want more to... I deserve more than just to be flued out. That's what essentially what Twitch is doing. They're fluing you out.
Yeah.
If nobody know, if y'all don't get what that reference means, I'm sorry to you. But I deserve a lot more than just to be, you be like, here's a ticket. No. I need perks.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. And then, I didn't add this, but I saw it on Twitter. I think it's starting yesterday or the day before. Into today, Twitch is also increasing its sub prices. The US is included in this. For tier one subscriptions, I believe. So the US and some other Western countries. But yeah, sub prices are increasing yet again. So, which I think is ironic that they also broaden the Partner Plus program into just a Plus program so that affiliates can also participate. But you need, what is it? Was it 100 subs or 300 subs or something like that? To like get into that program just so you can get a bigger, slightly bigger share of revenue. So it's, but you basically, if you get that, you get 60-40, I believe. But I don't know. Think that it's just kind of ironic timing, like, yay, like, for broadening out the Plus program, but also Die, Kenlow. What price hike does Twitch face that will require them to increase sub prices? It's just weird. I don't think it's a price hike per se. I think their revenue dropped because revenue's been dropping because people have not been streaming like that. So they're not getting as much revenue from Twitch creators anymore because there was a flood of people who was like, I'm gonna try this Twitch thing out and try to out because I was bored, or I'm trying to make ends meet, or let's see if I can use my free time in the panini to make some extra money on Twitch. And then I think those people had to go back to work, mostly had to go back to work, or just dropped off because they were like, this ain't worth it. You know, Twitch is a big time investment. It really is. It's like, I'm not going to bring up the debate is it harder than a traditional 9-to-5 type of job. But I will say that, like, it is a big time investment, even if you're doing it, like, part time. Because, like, if you think about it, like, this podcast is 1 to 2 hours. If I'm gaming, though, I tend to go from about 2 to 4 hours on that, which is 2 to 4 hours out of my time that I could be doing other stuff. And I'm only doing it part time, so imagine full time. Yeah, it's difficult in a different way.
Streaming is difficult in the way that acting is.
Yeah.
To where, unless you do it, you wouldn't understand it. And it's more draining.
Yes.
It's like draining in a whole different way. So it's like.
Yeah. So that is also what's happening. Like I said, I just find the timing really ironic that, and I know they probably didn't do this on purpose per se, but I just find it ironic that it's like, well, more people can get a 60-40 split if they get up to, I want to say it's 300 sub points. So I think up to 100 subs, but I gotta double check that. Because I didn't pay attention to it because I was like, maybe one day, but not now. So I was like, I'm not pushing for it. So, but yeah, for the Plus program, it's interesting that they are introducing that, giving people 60-40 splits and also increasing sub prices, making it harder for people to get into the sub program in the first place, or Plus program in the first place. But yeah. So, yeah, I've even cut back a bit on my Twitch subs. Admittedly.
I love my friends. My bank account does not love my friends.
It does not.
I was like, they know my heart. Because if I had to cut out the random people, yeah, I wouldn't pay random people over my friends first. So yeah, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, in the early days of the early pandemic days, yeah, on here, we were just subbing for any reason. Like, it could be, I like your emojis, your emotes, I want them. Here's a sub.
Yeah.
It's like, it's ridiculous. We were just blowing money like it grew on trees.
Yeah, that was a wild time.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
It's like getting those little Twitch checks. It was a hype. But yeah.
Anything else on Twitch stuff?
Twitch, when it comes to your ambassadors, do better.
Yeah. Like, do better. I feel like that's kind of shady to just rely and lean on your ambassadors. Like, yeah, lean on them for them to give good advice, because the people who get into the ambassador program, from what I've seen, tend to be like pretty aware and community focused, so it's good in that sense, but like, they shouldn't be used for free labor.
Yeah, you got rid of a council of people and then you're like, hey, we can use our ambassadors to do this. Just, yeah, buy them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
All right. TikTok and YouTube only had little, well, it's not little, but it was only one bullet for each of them. So for TikTok news, TikTok is also planning layoffs in operations, content, and marketing teams. Probably to shore up that money so that they can fight that potential ban with the lawsuit. If I had to guess.
Probably.
Yeah. And for YouTube is testing AI generated instrumental music for creators who create shorts content. It's probably, if y'all have ever, well, let me not say that. I actually do appreciate some of Epidemic Sound's stems, because I've actually used them. But those other, like, non-copyrighted music sites that, you know, they're either free or you get a subscription to, that's kind of what I'm imagining would be the AI instrumental music.
Yeah.
And you can use it, I'm just saying. It's like, it'll probably sound a certain way. All right.
Kind of corny.
Huh?
Say, hopefully it's not, like, corny.
It will absolutely be corny.
It's not like an episode of Love is Blind.
All right, so this isn't really a deep dive. It's just based on what I didn't want to call it drama, but that's what it was. Yeah, no, that's what it was. Some of it a little more serious, so it's like, I'm not gonna go into the details of, like, all of it, but just stuff that I've seen on the socials lately on my timeline about streamers wilding out. Or creators wilding out. So just as PSA, since it is con season, in summer, like, yes, your faves and people you met online are gonna be at the cons. Also keep in mind that for the most part, you probably don't know these people, so, you know, act accordingly. I'm not speaking I'm not speaking for our group, really, because, like, we've dealt with each other long enough. But just, like, as a general, the broader, Twitch community, streamer community, content creator community, man, even this week, it's just like, God, dog, you don't know these people, so act accordingly, keep your expectations rational? Tempered? Yeah. I don't want to say low, but temper your expectations. But yeah.
Definitely, because I didn't, from personal experience, I didn't know that when you meet some of these content creators that I treated them better than a celebrity because I cared more. Because I think it's because, like, your content speaks to me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I enjoy it on a daily basis versus going to the movies and you put out a movie once every couple of years. So it's different and you're more on the ground level to where you're more obtainable. So like when I met Tiffy Starchild, and then that was cool, but it was just like, I didn't have these expectations to be like, oh my God, we're going to be best of the friends,
right,
or like some weird thing. It was just like, I saw her. I didn't even ask for a picture at first. All I said was like, oh my gosh, I love your videos.
Exactly.
And then she was so nice about it and bought some books, got a picture in with me. And I was just like, thank you. Like, I had a nice interaction.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit and that was cool. But it was like, but my expectations were not up here. They were down here.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm just going to tell you, hey, I'm a fan of what you do.
Yeah.
And that was it. I wasn't expecting anything out of that. Some people get a little delulu and they expect the people to be like, just be on and be more than that. You might catch them at an off time. They might have just had something. They might be an off day for them. It could just be tired from the day. They could, like, anything.
Yeah.
And yeah, so keep your expectations low, because you will always be pleasantly surprised when you do, because either it's going to be a pleasant surprise or just a really weird surprise, but either way you'll be surprised.
Yeah. And also, like, kind of adding to that, so keep them low, but also keep them low, I would say, because say if your fave got into trouble or some drama or whatever, and you're online defending them, and so you're thinking, oh, I'm being a faithful, I won't say fan, but faithful follower, like, no, I know this creator, like, they wouldn't do that, or if they apologize, it's like, oh, no, it's all good, like, we know who you really are, we know your heart, and then it's like, so if you really rock with that creator and you're thinking the world of them, and then you meet them at the con and then they end up being an asshole, and then you're gonna be with it, you're just left with egg on your face, because I don't know if we can say the simple word shorten on Twitch anymore. I can't remember if that's a banned word now or not. Anyway, just don't. No, yeah.
Senpai.
Yeah. Don't senpai for these creators, is what I'm saying. Or just be aware that you're senpaiing and they're in, like, you know, if you get rejected, or not even rejected in the dating sense, but if you get rejected and they don't want to talk to you at the con, it just take it on the chin. If you're actively making that choice. That's all.
Correct.
Yeah. Just wanted to address that.
Yeah. Keep expectations low. Because, hell, when we ran into Willow Smith at Comic-Con, and that was so random. Like, we were literally just standing somewhere, walking through the crowd, and then all of a sudden this big dude is like, back up. And we're like, the hell are you? I'm trying to move. But apparently it was her security guard, and they're just trying to make a way through the crowd. And it was just like, there's Willow. But that was it. It was just like, I wasn't expecting like a whole thing or her to stop or anything like that. It was just like I was close enough to touch you. Yeah. It was weird. I was just like, oh, that's Willow. And that's all I said and kept it rolling, because I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going somewhere too. So I was like, yeah, keep your expectations low.
Yeah.
And don't stand for people you don't know. Just the people who are like die hard and will stand up for them. I get it for people that you personally know. Like,
right.
I'm not going to say who, but somebody within our group, they were thinking that somebody might have been a little sus, and I was die hard. Like, nope, that's my person. Nope. And I was like, but I was like, that's because I have an actual personal connection with that person.
Yeah.
So I was like, nope, they're not like that. I'll ride out for this one. But it wouldn't be like riding out for some random celebrity or content creator. Like,
yeah.
I don't know them. They don't know me.
So yeah, my rule of thumb is like, I would say my rule of thumb is if let's see. I had a good way to say it, but I was like, wait. I don't know if that counts. Because some creators actually, like, this is their whole job. So my rule was going to be, if you don't know what their day job is, I would say if you don't know their real name. Not through some weird stalker shit, but if you don't know their real name because they genuinely didn't tell you, then I would maybe think that, unless they use their real name. But when it comes to content creators, they usually use pseudonyms. So don't know their real name, probably aren't that close. They don't know you. Just have that expectation of like, this person doesn't know me from Adam.
Exactly.
All right. Anything else on that?
Yep. Just don't be a senpai for people who don't know your name.
Yes. All right, moving right along to, hang on, to the Just Don't Care segment. All right, so first off, we got a YouTuber destroyed a Lamborghini with fireworks. They brought on themselves federal charges. Ever since I watched that episode of Here's the Thing, I'm saying it that way. Influencer from the San Fernando Valley was charged with a federal crime Thursday in connection with a YouTube video of two women shooting fireworks at a Lamborghini from a helicopter. Anything for that YouTube clout?
Anything.
Yeah. So, they were charged federally. I'm trying to remember what the charges, what the actual charges were, but just know they were dead to rights federally. I mean, the picture's right there, as you can see. So that happened. All right. Anything else on that?
Real question. Did they do it on somebody else's property or their own?
I think it was somebody else's property.
Or some form of
public property. Yeah.
Because you can do a lot on your own property.
Yeah.
You can do a whole lot. You can get away with a little leniency when it's like a private property situation.
Yeah.
Versus,
because I think,
like, the guy who, like, people who destroy cars on purpose, but they do it on their own stuff.
Right. No, this did not belong to them.
Yeah, I see. And then Lamborghini, they're going to blackball them, of course.
Of course.
Because you can't even make modifications to Lamborghinis. So this, I know, you're going to get blackballed. You're never going to have to. Yeah. They'll stop it to where you can't even purchase them.
Yeah.
So. Hold on. There's a, I don't know if you can hear the fire truck.
I do hear the fire truck. It's picking up a bit.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't want to lead into the next thing, but it's just going.
Although, that would have been kind of funny just because it sounded like they would have been picking them up. Okay, anyway.
Oh, yes. That does segue into that.
Okay. Next up, so it was in fact jury decided to convict Trump on 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide evidence of a crime. My question is, does anyone really care? But yeah, jury did convict former President Trump of this, and Trump is expected to file an appeal after he is sentenced in July. I think his sentencing date is July 11th. But I'm very curious. It was like, who? And I'm not saying this flippantly. I'm legit asking. I was like, so do y'all care that we got a felon, convicted felon running for president or no? Because it's like, so it, the implications of it is weird. Because now he can't travel to all of the diplomatic countries you would think he would need to travel to. He can't vote, but he's running for office.
That's my thing. You can't vote, but you can run for office as a felon. That's some crazy shit. Like,
I think a historian, I can't remember their name, but I think they were quoted as saying, yeah, so the founding fathers either did not envision this, with the exception of Patrick Henry, or they just ran out of time, or like, clearly it wasn't anywhere in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. So like, yeah, in their 1776 draft, this might have been considered, but it was tabled for a later date or something. It just didn't make it to the final draft. So yeah, this is untested waters.
It's just, Sure, funny. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't. But also, who realistically thinks he's going to spend any time in actual jail cell?
No, no, I don't.
I don't. Yeah, and people are like, yeah, he's going to jail. I was like, he's not. But he will forever be known as a felon, so.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. I am just thankful that T was at least wearing, or they were at least wearing shorts.
Yes. This is life.
We could just say that was the workout section.
Yes. I know, right? You can do some workouts for everybody.
Oh. I just worked out a lot today, actually. I had to lift woman.
Oh,
it does sound like quite a workout.
In a photo shoot, so
see, I was like, get him talking, get him.
Yes, did a photo shoot, so having to lift women up.
That, I mean, that sounds cool though,
right? But yeah, that was funny. Just like that orange man.
Yes. I'm curious what Trump's sentencing is going to be. Probably like hefty fine as community service, if I had to guess.
Go be cleaning the front lawn of the White House.
Oh, maybe he could do weekend jail, because apparently that's a thing.
Oh, be president 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
And yeah!
That'd be funny. Comical enough.
Just saying, I can see it happening. Anyways, nobody else seemed to care, so I was just like, well... That happened. That it was literally like, yeah, that happened. I saw it happen, but it was like, okay, well. And apparently the other trial, yeah, it was about to go trial. So the other trial, with prosecutor Fani Willis in Georgia about the election subversion has been, they put a stay on it, meaning it's paused till after the election. So. But yeah, anything else on that?
No, I don't have any thoughts on that. It just cracks me up still.
Yeah. I can legit see a weekend jail happening.
Right. I'm gonna go to a white collar jail. It's not even like.
Nah, it's not even. Yeah, no. Nah.
It's gonna go like to Martha Stewart jail.
So. I know. All right.
Martha Stewart can run for president.
Damn, she can.
If we're letting anybody run.
I mean, we kind of established that in 2016, but we're really establishing that now, so.
Because the bar is low.
The bar is in the hell. Bar is
real low.
Yeah. All right. Weekly roundup. So Pharrell is doing a biopic, but in Lego form. And it's gonna hit theaters October 11th. It's supposed to chronicle his rise to music prominence and pop culture dominance. Okay, pop culture dominance. Like, he did write, I think he wrote and produced more than he performed, because I was like, he dominated performance-wise for, like, 2 years. It was a Happy in the Ceiling Kit. Wait, no. No, wrong person. Wait, was Pharrell on that? Was Pharrell on the Ceiling Kit Hold Us with Macklemore, or did I make that up?
What, you said Happy? Which one?
To me, I'm right.
I think you made that.
I did.
I don't think he was on that. I have to look that up now.
Oh, that was Ryan Lewis. Jesus.
You? I don't think he was on that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Meryl Streep's stepson. Or son-in-law.
Huh? I didn't know that was her son-in-law. I learned something new.
You want what? 85, what are you talking about? Yes. He married. Yeah. I think that Ryan Lewis. I think it's Ryan Lewis.
Yeah, it's Ryan Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pharrell dominated with Happy. He dominated with other stuff too. Happy is the only thing that's coming to mind. More so producer than performer is what I'm saying. Anyway, he's not the only superstar to get the Lego treatment. Gwen Stefani, Kendrick Lamar, Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, if I say it the other way, it's going to sound off. Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, and Snoop Dogg are also featured prominently in the movie. It's going to be kind of cool to have a Lego biopic, though. That's different.
That is kind of cool. That's very in line with him. Yeah, because it's different. It's unique. They don't have to cast anybody.
True.
But like, who? Actually, I know who you would get to play Pharrell. You would get Jaden Smith to play Pharrell.
Oh, I can see that.
He looks the most like him. Yeah. Yeah. But. Having him as a Lego works out.
Everybody just have to do basically voice work and maybe like minimal movements. What did Mike say?
Excited about oat milk that I bought. A mess.
It's okay. I'll be excited about oat milk too.
It's grocery day.
I was so. Like, I get it. but yeah, I was like, that's actually, I actually like that. Like I said, they basically have to do voice work, some minimal movement, if that, because I don't know, I feel like animation is pretty advanced, so they might not even have to do movements that would mimic that the animators would have to mimic for the Lego movie. But yeah, am I gonna watch it on opening day? Probably not, but I'll watch it eventually
when it hit like HBO or something.
Yeah.
As soon as it hits one of the free things that I already have. Am I paying to go see it? Probably not, unless I get dragged to go see it.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Anything else on the Pharrell Lego movie, though?
No, just pretty cool, and it's very much in line with Pharrell.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right. Last but not least, J-Lo is not having a great time. I'm trying not to laugh at her. Let me not. All right, so...
You don't have to laugh. I will.
All right, so there are already rumors about potential marital strife with Ben Affleck from the pictures that I caught a glance at on the timeline. Ben looks like he's sick of it. She was in the movie Atlas, the new Netflix movie Atlas, she did make money from that. Well, Netflix paid her. I'll put it that way. Netflix paid her for that. Did I watch it? I watched 15 minutes before I went to sleep. But anyway, it was just on. And it was kind of interesting and kind of funny. So while they were doing the press tour for Atlas, one of her co-stars is Sterling K. Brown. And so apparently he was just having a time trolling her on these different interviews. It was hard I could tell he was like trolling. But I don't think she knew he was trolling, or like, it's hard to believe they have that type of relationship where one is trolling more than the other. Oh, Blender. Okay. I was like, what is that? But yeah, it's hard to imagine that they have that relationship from working on the movie. But I don't know. I doubt it, is what I'm saying. I think he was trolling, it went over her head, is how it looked. And then she canceled her tour, which I didn't even know she had. And is keeping focus on work amid the marriage strain with Ben Affleck. So it's just straight up not having a good time. Oh, apparently also like people are like, have been revealing like she's kind of an asshole, and also like was faking the whole Jenny from the Block type of persona. But go ahead. I know you had stuff to say. You got stuff to add.
Okay, I had to turn my mic back on. There's a lot of things going on that I wasn't prepared for.
Ah.
Yeah, no. The whole Jenny from the Block thing, like, I think she lost touch with her roots long ago.
Yeah.
Long, long, long ago. Like, in Living Color days. And lost touch with that. And she's been trying to reclaim, like, hold on to that, like, persona. It's like, girl, no, you're not. You're not Jenny from the Block. When you were Diddy, you weren't Jenny from the Block. You were pretending to be, and then with the things popped off, you was like,
"Dan, I'm out."
Yes, but it's really comical that, like, and then she did the one thing that you should never do when you make your own movie. She paid for it, so you lost money when
you made that. Oh, she paid for it. I didn't know that.
This Is Us movie, or This Is Me.
Oh, that one, yes, that one, not Atlas, okay.
Yeah, that's why she had a whole tour. She made a movie basically loosely about her life.
That nobody watched.
And yeah, exactly. Nobody watched it, and then you made a whole tour around it, and nobody bought tickets for it. And then now you're saying that it's like, oh, so you can focus on your family. And it's like, no, because your ticket sales were low, and you really thought to do it, ma'am. Go do a Vegas residency. That's where you'll make your money.
You know, as well, I feel like you can't even blame the economy on this one.
Don't nobody want to go to that? Who wants to pay oodles of money to go see Jennifer Lopez not sing?
Oh, that was no. The other thing. She was faking her singing. A lot of stuff in the past couple months has come out about J-Lo. It was just like, oh. Like, I never consider myself like a fan of her. Like, it was just, she didn't bother me, but I just wasn't a fan. So, yeah, all this stuff coming out, I was like, oh, damn. It's not looking good.
Yeah. It's a mess. Yeah, it's a whole hot mess. And then, like, ever since people started saying that her and Ben are having issues, then all of a sudden they're on this whole PR campaign. And they're out and about everywhere together now.
They are?
It's like, it's really comical. Yes. They've been every time they keep photographing them together, just random, doing random stuff, holding hands. He was carrying a basketball.
I am kind of surprised Ben agreed to that. I'm not going to hold you.
I don't get it. That one baffled me. I was like, why is he carrying a basketball? He's not going to hoop because he has on jeans. So why is he carrying this basketball around? And they're photographing them going in and out of this building. This makes no sense. It's just weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and you know, Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block with her, what she say, her ham sandwich.
Her ham sandwich?
Her ham, trying to think of what she said her bodega order was. A ham sandwich, an orange drink, if you know, you know, and a small bag of chips. And I was like, girl, what? I was like, whose order is that? A ham? I have a whole order, and I know if when I go up to mine, I go, let me get a honey turkey on a hero, provolone, hot, mayonnaise, lettuce, onion.
I mean, I feel like that's just basic New York.
Yes. Unless she's like a ham sandwich, orange drink, if you know, you know. And then everybody's like, what is the orange drink she's talking about? Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
I mean, I assumed orange soda
So people were like, is it an orange soda? Is it a quarter water? Is it, side note, what do you call the little quarter waters? You call them the little jugs or like.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
I forgot. But I know what you're talking about.
See, I mean, I'm like, it's a quarter water, but everybody calls them something different.
Yeah.
But yeah, so people are like, is it one of those? Is it a Sunkist? Like, what is the orange drink? We don't know what it is.
Is it Tang?
So apparently none of us know.
I was like, I doubt they sell Tang in bodega, but yeah.
And she was like, if you know, you know. We don't know. We don't. And a small bag of chips. All bag of chips are small. What did you eat?
Poor Jenny. So, yeah, that happened. Well, she can just do a Vegas residency if Beyonce doesn't beat her to it. No, I feel like
Beyonce did a Vegas residency, I would buy a ticket so quick.
Right? I feel like Beyonce got a couple more tours before she does a Vegas residency, though. But yeah.
Well, go Beyonce ahead. Has a couple more decades before she hits the Vegas residency.
Also true. Like, I don't think her act 1, 2, and 3 are going to be her last. I would say that they're probably her magnum opus, since they're multiple. But magnum opus for sure. But I think she got a couple more albums after that. So it'll be a minute before Vegas residency. So yeah, J-Lo, go ahead and hop on that or somebody else does.
Mm-hmm.
What she really should have done is just like have one really good song. But also Mariah Carey's like that chick, and I feel like people don't give her enough credit anyway. But if she wasn't all that she is, I was like, at least you could say she had All I Want for Christmas.
If anything,
yeah,
she is the queen of Christmas.
And I was like, J-Lo definitely could have, like, gone that route, but oh well. She trying.
She try.
She looks good. she looks conventionally attractive. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to give her, honestly. It's just like, her acting's eh. She can't sing. Well, she don't. She can't sing. But she don't sing as well. She can dance.
She's a great performer. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Performer. There we go. But apparently not a nice person. According to other people, I don't know. I've never interacted, and I've only seen, like, bits and pieces of her interview, so. Anything else on J-Lo?
nothing on J-Lo.
Or
Jennifer Lopez.
Anything else in general? You came in just as we were about to close out.
Right. You came in after all the slander. Nah, I didn't miss the note. It's not you. You missed it.
You missed like 90% of it. But all right, y'all. Thank y'all for coming out to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. We will be back next week.